Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce plays that chord, and then he plays his Piano Puzzler. He takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a famous composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and who tries to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking as well. Mike Miller is on the line from New York City. Mike, welcome.
Hello, Fred.
Very good to have you. Mike, what's your musical background?
Well, I grew up playing piano in a very musical home. My dad was a conductor at the time, and my brother became a serious violinist. And then I married an excellent amateur violinist, and now our teenage kids are a violinist and a cellist. So there's always been a lot of music in the house.
And I've been told that your family listens to hours of Piano Puzzler podcasts on family car rides. Is that true?
We do. We load up the iPhone with them and play them in between all the other music that teenagers listen to.
All right. Well, let's see how you do on your Piano Puzzler. Bruce is going to play this. Of course, you have two jobs: to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. If you need any help, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stumped, I'm happy to jump in and brainstorm with you. But I suspect after all that practice with your family, you're not going to need any help.
Well, I'm glad you're there in case I do.
All right. Mike Miller, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Fabulous.
I didn't want that to end. That
no,
was
thanks.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
So Mike, what did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
Okay, I'm going to start with the hidden tune. Mm-hmm. It's a Beatles song. I'm trying to remember the title. It's do 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 do. Is it "And I Love Her"?
Yes. Absolutely.
Nicely done.
Good. The composer I'm going to fish for a little bit sounds like a sort of French 20th century impressionist composer.
Yes, very good so far.
Debussy?
Correct.
Okay.
Nicely done. So the Beatles tune, "And I Love Her", in the style of Claude Debussy. Mike, that was great.
Well, Bruce, yours was better than either of the original. It was fabulous.
What makes this in the style of Debussy?
Well, it has Debussy's harmonic palette, which includes quite a few whole tone scales, and there are quite a few harmonies that are very Debussyan that are quite typical. There's major ninth chords, which he loved. And I have them all over the place. When the tune does this,
now that we know what this is, Bruce, can we hear this puzzler one more time?
I think we better.
An imaginary collaboration by John Paul, George, Ringo, and Claude, put together by Bruce Adolph. That's a piano puzzler by Bruce Adolph. The Beatles tune, And I Love Her, rewritten in the style of Claude Debussy, and Mike Miller on the line from New York. You nailed it. You named the composer. You named the tune. Very well done.
Well, thank you.
Mike, how do you listen to piano puzzlers?
We listen to them on your website.
The podcast from performancetoday.org. And of course, you can also listen Sunday evenings on WQXR in New York as well.
Great.
Mike Miller from New York, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
A real pleasure. Thank you, Fred and Bruce.
You're very welcome. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.